Hi there, welcome to Biased Chinese. This is purely, deeply, truly personal. I'm a Mananian Chinese mainlander, and I've spent the first 30 years of my life in China, which means I've been through the reform and opening up, the earthquake in 2008, the build-up of the Great Firewall, and lastly, the COVID-19. In this podcast, I just want to give a common individual Chinese perspective on the things happening. Because I'm sick of propaganda, and I simply don't want to be represented by anyone else without my consent. Like millions of the commoners in China, here's what I think. In this episode, I'm going to tell you something sneaky. It's bad. The value within is distorted. It's simply sneaky. And no Chinese would tell you foreigners for the sake of decency. It's bad again, but it's damn useful. So I play the bad guy here to let you know in the hope that you can make good friends with the right Chinese you imagined. First, how many Chinese overseas? Let me quote a mainland report to you. Generally speaking, there are approximately 60 million Chinese living overseas in 2022. And here are the top 10 countries for their destinations. Number 10, Peru, 1.3 million. Number 9, Philippines, 1.35 million. Number 8, Australia, 1.4 million. Number 7, Myanmar, 1.63 million. Number 6, Canada, 1.77 million. Number 5, Singapore, 2.98 million. Number 4, American, 5 million. Number 3, Malaysia, 7.4 million. Number 2, Thailand, 10 million. Number 1, Indonesia, over 10 million. Alright, here begins my theory. Again, it's simply personal bias with no scientific ground but my own pure experience. I'm just a young woman living my whole life in mainland China, and I've just been to Europe over 6 months. But when I was in China, I've already had experience dealing with foreigners from almost all the continents. And here in Europe, I sort of working and living in an environment of little UN. So it could be useful for a group of foreign friends, I guess. Okay, first thing first, class. I mean Marxism term class. Most of the Chinese you meet overseas are either from the bottom or the top, which means either they are extremely poor or extremely rich. And most of them are from Guangdong province. The province sits just near East Sea of China. The extremely poor, they don't need applying for visa stuff. They just swim. I'm joking. They are, you know, the main force for stowaway. I feel sorry for them. It's a damn surviving issue. The extremely rich, you need to be careful here, my dear subscriber. They are 99% related with Chinese Communist Party, in a good way or in a bad way. A number of the family of the Chinese Communist Party themselves live overseas and stay in low profile. It doesn't need any investigation for you to ask, where does their money come from? Are you sure you want to get involved? It's more dangerous than you think. Imagine the film Godfather and double or triple the violence within. And funny thing here is that most of the time, you won't hear anything good about China from both of the groups. For the former, they are terribly fucked up when they left. Put yourself in their shoes. Would you really be that benign? I'm fine with them. For the latter, Think about the scammers who stole your money and smug about their achievements. Do you think they will give you respect? I, as a mainlander, can tell them right away from a short talk and avoid the shit with a quick goodbye. But my dear foreign friends, it may take you more time. But here's another new group of Chinese overseas increasing, which I think could be your think-alike and great helpers. It's the Chinese you see pop out in your neighborhood in recent years, especially during or after the period of COVID. The immigration data soared up 1,000% in 2021 because Chinese Communist Party's handling of the COVID woke up the greatest number of the people that could be woke up as it touches every average person within China. That is to say, you're seeing middle-class Chinese getting to your neighbor. They are out because they want freedom. That's a main value you need to check when you come across a Chinese overseas. If they give you something else, you can refer back to what I mentioned, the main two groups earlier. I'm sorry to give you something so sneaky. Hope it helps a little bit.